I ask our people to pray for both sides and to pray that they will find in them the courage to build the peace that the world needs. And this is not to say that their battle has any more value than what is going on in Darfur, in Sudan, in other parts of the world. But this one, regrettably, has been constant in people's living rooms and bedrooms and dining rooms because it is being televised. And I pray, therefore, that all countries of the world will urge that we secure peace before what we do is resurrect centuries-old enmity that will last yet again for decades, rather than seeking to be able to build a peace.